is another God like you. That no matter what we do or how far away we go from you, your love does not waver. And irrespective of how much we've despised you, laughed at you, acted like we didn't know you, denied you in the presence of others, or downplayed your essence, and with stubborn hearts we did always worship you, you wept with mercy for us. Such an unfair exchange from us, but we were not a contract or a business deal with you. And when we took off like prodigal sons and daughters in haste because of our selfish desires, greed, and aimless ambitions, many fathers would have regarded us off as a wasted investment. Yet you opened your arms wide and still called us your sons and daughters, because you knew that love would carry us through, bringing us back to our knees with surrendered hearts to you. You have left us dumbfounded, perplexed at how you carried your love on the journey to Gethsemane, not withholding your own life even unto death. Your mercy and grace is more than enough for us. And like an artist paints his heartfelt thoughts, intentions, and motives on a canvas, so have you explicitly displayed your unfailing love towards us. You have become the bedrock that keeps us steadfast in standing. All other foundations are simply quicksand. And when we think we know better, you still receive us when we falter, because our inconsistency does not change your consistency in our lives. And when hell attempts to take full custody of us, you silence the heavens with your nail-pierced palms as legal proof that we dwell in the hollow of your hands. Jesus, who are we that you are mindful of us? For you have poured an abundance of your love that knows no end, too great for our hearts to contain. Our words are simply gridlocked in our mouths to express in precise words what you mean to us, and nothing we could offer can pay you back in full return. So we lay our lives on the altar of sacrifice.